Chapter 5. Maskew causes more problems. My life changed completely when I left my aunt's home and went to live at the Why Not. Elsevier wasn't religious, so there were no more sermons about the right way to behave. He didn't send me to bed when it got dark. In Aunt Jane's house, I helped her because it was my obligation, but I didn't enjoy it. Now I loved helping Elsevier. After school, I worked with him in the garden or with the boats. I sometimes went for walks after dark, but most evenings I played backgammon with Elsevier, or sat with him and with Ratsy or Mr. Glennie when they came to visit us. Some things stayed the same. Mr. Glennie continued giving me books to read and answering all my questions patiently. He was a fine man, and I admired him a lot. At school, I spent a lot of time with Grace. Sometimes we walked in the woods together after school and talked about our lives. We were good friends. Elsevier was a kind man, and he was like a father to me, so I was very happy at the Why Not. But then bad things began to happen. It started with the disagreement about David's gravestone. Everybody liked it, except Maskew. "Ratsy did a good job on the stone. It's beautiful," one man said. "Mr. Glennie wrote fine verses for the stone," said another. "They will comfort poor Elsevier." "The verses tell the truth. They say the man who shot David must repent," a third one said, and the others nodded in agreement. "He was only a boy," they said. But Maskew was furious about Mr. Glennie's verses. He came to the classroom one day looking very angry. Mr. Glennie was surprised, but he was a polite man, so he held out his hand to Maskew. "Good morning, sir," he said.
"I will not shake your hand," shouted Maskew. "You are the pastor in the church, but you show compassion to lawbreakers."
"Sir, you are making a mistake," Mr. Glennie said gently.
"You wrote verses for a smuggler," shouted Maskew. "Remove those verses or I will destroy the gravestone."
"I will not remove them," said Mr. Glennie quietly. "And you must not destroy the stone. God will be angry with you if you do that." Maskew's face went red. He said nothing, but suddenly he hit Mr. Glennie in the face. We were all shocked. "Poor Mr. Glennie, that was a terrible thing to do," I thought. "How could Maskew humiliate him like that in front of his students?" I wanted to hurt Maskew for his cruelty to Mr. Glennie. I went to hit the magistrate, but stopped when I saw him take Grace's hand. "Come, daughter. You're not staying here 1 minute longer," he declared, and walked out of the classroom. That was the last time Grace came to school. I was very sad. Grace was my only true friend, and now I couldn't talk to her anymore. I rarely saw her after that, and missed her very much. I often thought about the Maskews. The magistrate was a good father to Grace, but he was a bad man, and he caused a lot of unhappiness in Moonfleet. He was especially cruel to Elsevier. He shot his son, and then later, he took his home from him. When I went to live at the Why Not, Elsevier explained to me about the inn. "The Why Not belongs to me," he said, "but every 5 years I have to sign a new contract for it. A government official comes to Moonfleet, and there is a signing ceremony. The person who offers the highest rent will own the inn for the next 5 years." "Do you always offer the highest rent?" I asked innocently. Elsevier smiled. "I am the only person who offers to pay the rent, so they always accept my offer," he explained. Soon after that, the government official came to Moonfleet to renew the contract for the inn. Many of the villagers came to the Why Not to watch the signing ceremony. The official put a candle on the table and stuck a pin in it an inch below the flame.
Bidding will continue till the candle burns down and the pin falls, he said solemnly. After that, the why not will belong to the highest bidder. He said the same words every time he came. People waited silently for the pin to fall and for Elzevir to make his offer. Suddenly the door opened and Maskew walked into the inn. He didn't say anything, but as soon as Elzevir made his bid, Maskew bid higher. Why is he making an offer for the inn? People whispered to each other. It's cruel. Isn't it enough that he shot Elzevir's son? Does he want to take his home as well? The bidding went higher and higher until the candle burned down. As the pin fell, Maskew shouted a much higher bid than Elzevir's last offer. Elzevir was a very proud man. He didn't let Maskew see he was suffering. My contract finishes at the end of the year, he said quietly. Then the inn will be yours, Mr. Maskew. After everybody left the why not, Elzevir turned to me and said bitterly, I'd like to kill Maskew. I wanted to comfort Elzevir, but couldn't find the right words. I touched his hand gently, and he spoke again in a softer voice. John, my boy, he said, I thank God that you are here with me. Don't be afraid. You'll always live with me. We'll find a new home together.